always remember that your current situation is not your identity. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as the great Alan Watts talks about overcoming your false sense of identity. Enjoy.
Almost all human beings have a phony sense of identity. A delusion, a hallucination as to who they are. I'm terribly interested in this problem of identity. And I try and find out what people mean when they say the word I. I think this is one of the most fascinating questions. Who do you think you are? Now, what seems to develop is this. Most people think that I is a center of sensitivity somewhere inside their skin. And the majority of people feel that it's in their heads. That civilizations in different periods of history have differed about this. Some people feel that they exist in the solar plexus. Other people feel that they exist about here. But in American culture today, or in the Western culture in general, most people feel that they exist in here. And there is, as it were, a little man sitting inside the center of the skull. And he has a television screen in front of him, which gives him all messages from the eyeballs. He has earphones on, and that gives him all messages from the ears. And he has in front of him a control panel with various dials and buttons and things which enable him to influence the arms and legs and to get all sorts of information from the nerve ends. And that's you. So we say in popular speech, I have a body. Not I am a body, but I have one, because I am the owner of the body in the same way as I own an automobile. And I can take the automobile to the mechanic, and occasionally in the same way I have to take my body to the mechanic, the surgeon, the dentist, the doctor, and have it repaired. But it belongs to me. It goes along with me. I'm in it. A child, for example, can ask mother, Mom, who would I have been if my father had been someone else? That seems a perfectly simple and logical question for a child to ask. Because of the presumption that your parents gave you your body and you were popped into it, maybe at the moment of conception or maybe at the moment of birth, from a repository of souls in heaven, and your parents simply provided the physical vehicle. So that age-long idea that is indigenous, especially to the Western world, is that I am something inside a body, and I am not quite sure whether I am or am not my body. Some doubt about it. I say, I think, I walk, I talk. But I don't say, I beat my heart. I don't say, I shape my bones. I don't say, I grow my hair. I feel that my heart beating, my hair growing, my bone shaping is something that happens to me. And I don't know how it's done. But other things I do. And next, I feel quite surely that everything outside my body is quite definitely not me. There are two kinds of things outside my body. Number one is other people. And they are the same sort of thing as I am. But also they are all little men locked up inside their skins. And they're intelligent, they have feelings and values, and are capable of love and virtue. But the number two is the world that's non-human, that we call nature. And that's stupid. It has no mind. It has emotions, maybe, in animals. But on the whole, it's a pretty grim business. Dog eat dog. And when it gets to the geological level, it's as dumb can be. It's a mechanism. And there's an awful lot of it. And that's what we live in the middle of. And the purpose of being human is, we feel, to subjugate nature, to make it obey our will. And we arrived here, we don't feel that we belong in this world. It's foreign to us. In the words of the poet Hausmann, I, a stranger and afraid, in a world I never made. And so all around us today, we see the signs of man's battle with nature.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.